For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I'm going this weekend, but you've seen Sophisticated Ladies at Musical Fair.
Well, that wonderful Duke Ellington music and a very talented cast. This kind of thing is very hard, I think, because a musical review is entirely episodic. There is no cause and effect between the moments driving you through the evening. So it needs to be something else that lures the audience from one moment to the next. A review is as much about the transitions between the numbers as it is about the numbers themselves. So you get these individual numbers, nicely staged, lovely talent, and then after a while it just begins to feel repetitive. But I think that if you're forgiving, you can enjoy the singers and have a good time.
Well, this is interesting. Most plays have a dramatic arc, even if it's a three-act play, but in episodic, it sort of comes to a stop, and then you have to get it going again.
Well, some plays are structured episodically. There is not strict cause and effect between one scene and the next. Let's say you have a play, one scene is 20 years ago, and the next scene is 10 years later. Clearly, there's not direct cause and effect, but there is another relationship, relationships of similarity, of repetition, of retrospection. So there is a different kind of thinking that draws you through the evening, and that's the way you have to conceive of a review. The hugely successful one was Ain't Misbehavin'. It was largely driven on the personalities of its original cast, André Deshields being a kind of a ringleader for the merriment and relationships happening between those people. So if you feel you have a sense of the relationships evolving through the music, then you have a cohesive evening. And here we have one number after another. So lots of talent, looked beautiful, but you know, it begins to get a cruise ship show quality, if you know what I mean. I don't mean to demean cruise ship shows. Lots of talent on them. I thought Frankenstein also had that challenge, that it is told episodically.
And each scene was wonderful. The actors were talented. The sets were dramatic. But then, thud, it stops.
And you look at your watch. Right, right. And that's what can happen.
Well, I finally got over to see Steve at the Alleyway. It closes this Saturday night, but there's still two great opportunities at 8 o'clock to go see this play. Lots of Sondheim jokes. But there was a scene at the end with the actor Eric Roski with Caitlin Coleman. In this scene, he sees her and himself when they were young and full of life. And I was brought to tears. I thought that was just so powerful. It's a funny show, but it had this moment.
I like the dynamic between Caitlin Coleman and Eric Roski often, that the work they did in Valhalla, the work they've done here, they have a very nice chemistry and repartee between them. I thought their comic scenes were also wonderful, where the one where she gives him the evil notion, which I can't say on radio, for how he's going to regain his self-esteem, as it were, in the context of the play, which turns out to be a questionable advice.
Yes.
But they do have that chemistry, Caitlin Coleman and Eric Roski.
How about Theater of Youth, The Shakespeare Stealer?
I loved the presentation of Elizabeth as an old lady. She was very near her death by the time Hamlet was produced, but it certainly was during the reign of Elizabeth. They were still the Lord Chamberlain's men. And I enjoyed the little bits of insight into what it might have been like to be an apprentice with that company. And I thought that my former student, Daniel Torres, who had been in The Importance of Being Earnest with me, had grown so much. I thought he did a wonderful job and just seemed so relaxed in the role, so real. And I enjoyed seeing him in the part.
It looks like he's becoming a regular with Theater of Youth. That's great, because they do seem to be sort of an ensemble group.
They do. They go through generations of actors, and he's got a very appealing stage presence and face, and it was very endearing as the friend. And it's important that Widge makes a friend, and it's a play about friendship. It is for, I don't know the precise age group.
Eight plus,
but not for preschoolers. No, I did enjoy that, and I did enjoy the sword play, as you had.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.